On today's episode, we're reviewing our recent dining experiences at Universal Orlando's CityWalk, including Cowfish and Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. This is episode 12 of the Capture the Magic Universal Podcast. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Capture the Magic Universal Podcast. I'm your host this week, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
If you've not already checked out the CTM Network on Facebook, head out and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And for our schedule on the Capture the Magic Network, every other Monday we have the CTM Universal Podcast. On Tuesdays, Rhonda and I bring you Main Street Magic. On Wednesdays, Jared and I bring you the Diz Dudes, and on Thursdays, Jared and Jamie bring you the Capture the Magic podcast. And if you want even more content from both Universal and Disney, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Walt Disney World or Universal Orlando vacation, you want to head over to travelwithzip.com. Our trusted travel partners, Zippity-Doo-Dah, are going to help you out planning your entire vacation. They're going to help you get booked. They're going to answer questions. They're going to do everything you need to make the absolute best vacation possible. And the best part is all of this is at absolutely no additional cost to you. And finally, if you want the best in theme park-inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head over to expeditionroasters.com, and if you use the code CAPTURE15 at checkout, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. So this week, you have Rhonda and I for the Universal podcast.
Yep, you sure do.
Well, we went about 2 weeks ago, yep. And we had some good meals, and so we wanted to go ahead and share
We had some good everything.
We had great everything. We really, really did.
Let's touch base real quick on riding Hagrid's three times.
In one day
with our friends that have never done Hagrid's ever.
Correct.
So, real quick, for everybody listening, if you are a Universal pass holder and you are the top-tiered
premier,
we were, and because they weren't doing Halloween Horror Nights, they offered a ticket to the your friends or whatever.
Yeah, so each premier pass holder currently has the opportunity to bring a friend for a day, includes both parks.
Right.
And at no additional charge.
So
that's what we did with our friends.
We did.
And we had a great time.
It was amazing. It was simple. We went to the ticket window right at Islands of Adventure, I think it was.
No, Studio Side.
Studio we Side, okay.
But you could do either side.
Either side.
Correct.
And quick, easy, simple. Just showed our premiere pass. Got it. Done. Went through. No problems. It was great. We rode all the rides. It was fantastic. And we got Hagrid's, like I said, we got shockingly three times. It was amazing.
Yeah. And one of the big things, you know, that we certainly learned is we had our friends because there was a lot of virtual queues. And as the parks continue to get busier and busier and they start to reach capacity, if you have obviously multiple people in your party, it's okay to get each person have their own login
Absolutely.
To the Universal app
Absolutely.
Because each person can go ahead and grab a virtual queue
right.
for the rides that are available for that for up to 8 people.
Yep.
And so we took a lot of advantage of that where we would grab one, our friends would grab yep. one. And so we were able to do a lot as lines were starting to get a little bit longer, right?
Yes, absolutely. So not only did we have a great day at the parks were amazing. We went to some dinners.
Yes.
And the dinners we went to, which was funny because on the last episode, Jamie and I were talking about where we'd like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said Cowfish because it was still closed. And I knew Jeremy really wanted to eat there. So it was open. So we got to go. And so the Cowfish Sushi Burger and Bar is a dive into a custom-designed burger or saddle up on some sushi. Whether you keep them separate or embrace the spirit of the burger sushi, a cutting-edge fusion of sandwich. Sandwich is made with the sushi stuff and the sushi built with the burger stuff. This unique eatery offers the best of both worlds. You can also opt for a bento box to sample a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and so this is a chain restaurant. You know, Correct. There are several of these throughout the United States and such, but it is one that we have really wanted to try. Talk a little bit real quick about the experience of us, not technically getting a reservation. But
walking up and
yeah,
saying,
because
hey,
that,
we'd like to.
Well, the hours of operation. So currently Monday through Wednesday, they're closed. Thursday through Sunday, they don't open till 4 p.m. They're open to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in the park.
Yep.
And, you know, I went actually on Open Table and I looked for reservations. They were not available. They just weren't participating. So you went ahead and called.
Yep.
To see if we could get a reservation.
I did.
Yeah. And how was that?
So I called, and unfortunately, because we were such a quote-unquote large party, we were 8, they could not do it over the phone, but they said, please walk up, and they would hopefully accommodate us. So I would, if we were a party of 4, absolutely, I would have called, made a reservation. That is the first thing I would absolutely do. So we walked up thinking, probably not going to be able to get in, walked up and they said a party at 8. Yeah, it'll be about 15 to 20 minutes ish. So yeah, it was great.
And we got in, quick. Now we did go early because they opened at 4. I want to say we were there between 4 and 4:30. So,
we were hungry.
Yes, we were very much so. So, I mean, I think if we had showed up at, 6:30, 7, 8, might have been a little bit harder
Correct.
To get right in. And we decided we would go ahead and sit outside. No issue there. It was actually we knew it was going to be covered. So it wasn't it was a hot day, but it wasn't horrible for us to sit outside. And we did
Right.
say basically first available. And so outside was first available. We went ahead and took it. What did you think of the atmosphere of the restaurant? Now, we walked through very quickly.
I started to say, I hate to say.
Did you use the bathroom?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you didn't get to see inside as
I
much
because
they
say,
took us right upstairs and
yep,
outside.
And I hate to say going yeah. through, I didn't like take it in. I was actually very hungry.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I didn't get to like take in all the atmosphere and everything. But the outside, I really liked where we were. It was shaded. Mm-hmm. It was the fans. It was cool-ish. It wasn't sweltering. It was just a great, nice relaxation. You could take your mask off, obviously, because you were going to eat.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And the way it shaded and covered us, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I like this. This is, I would best describe the atmosphere, much like their menu, is kind of a fusion
okay.
between American and Japanese.
Yep.
You know, and so there's this cowfish, which apparently I think is an actual fish. Like, it is a fish.
I'm on my phone,
that
I
has
would look
like
it up.
This, it's got kind of like a cow face in a little bit, but. I did use the bathroom, so I got to walk inside and check everything out. It's an American, Japanese fusion. So it's just this perfect combination. I think it's a really cool atmosphere. It's certainly, I don't think it's going to be, it's not themed in a sense of just say, the Chocolate Emporium,
Tucson. Oh, yes. Yes.
Or maybe we're going to talk about next, of course, Margaritaville. You know, it's not like it has
Correct.
This immersive environment that
yeah.
puts you in a certain place.
I agree.
But I like it.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
And I agree where we sat outside, I thought was perfect. There was a moment where a little bit of the way that the sun started to set.
Oh, it did.
It did hit us and yep. it got a little warm. But we were literally at the edge of the second floor outside seating balcony.
Correct. Correct.
So, but I liked it. I mean, I'd go, it's not like. I would go back and go, this is a cool atmosphere, like in the bar areas and the little trinkets. And
let's
just
preface it. We're not going to lie. Let's preface it. If it wasn't COVID, we would have sat inside.
Oh, 100%.
We sat and decided to sit outside because of COVID.
Yeah.
Us and our friends felt more safe and protected. So, again, it was fantastic. We would do it again. But at the same time, if it was, let's take away COVID, we would totally sit inside.
I mean, and everything was still spread out very, very well.
Absolutely.
But you're right. It was one of those things where, like, you know what? Outside's fine.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Well, what most people, I think, want to hear about, atmosphere is important. Getting in is important. But food, drink.
Absolutely.
Is what's most important.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's
so let's go get on into to the drinks.
Food and drinks.
So we're going to start off with a couple drinks. And one thing that we love and a reason, you know, we were like, hey, let's go ahead and make sure we do this episode is because we had 8 people all dining. So we
Correct.
Got to try kind of a wide variety of food and drink. And so we're going to start with the drinks and some of our friends had. And first is the Bourbon Smash for $14. This is Four Roses Bourbon, Elderflower Liquor, Simple Syrup, Lime Juice, Muddled Raspberries, and Blueberries. That's what our friend Tina had.
Yes.
And then our friend Rob had the Grapefruit Smash for $14. This is St. Augustine Vodka, which
Ooh, that's where we live.
The distillery not far from us. Fresh lime juice, honey syrup, fresh Florida grapefruit, basil, and cracked fresh pepper. They both very much enjoyed their mixed drinks.
Yes. Tina, I remember specifically loving her Bourbon Smash.
Which I think is crazy because bourbon... You know, it's not something that I would take Tina for drinking, and I certainly wouldn't, but they loved them.
She did.
I went with a Purple Haze Raspberry Wheat for $8.50, and I also had an Orange Blossom Pilsner for $8.50. I'm a big fan of both of these beers. They've got a great separate menu of, you know, cocktails, beers, wines, all these different types of things, like a very extensive menu.
They had a lot of drinks.
They did.
I was very impressed and shocked, actually.
Agreed.
Because if I'm not mistaken, when I got my Cabernet Sauvignon, the Firestone, there was like 5, 6, 8, 10.
I want to say there were 5 or 6 Cabernet Sauvignons.
There was a lot. And I told the waiter, I figured I would only have one with dinner because... I love a red Cabernet Sauvignon because I sip it. It is very slow and nice, and I just, it takes me a glass of red, usually takes me an hour to drink. So I said, you choose, which thinking, of course, they might pick the more expensive one, but they picked the Firestone, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
I mean, for a place that is, you know, banking on the fact that they're doing burgers and sushi and a fusion of both, I was shocked at the selection of drinks.
I was too.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
The selection of beers I felt like was very, very good, but the selection of wine to me was almost like, wait, are we at like a wine bar? Are we, you know, I was very, very impressed by that. So, we all loved our drinks very, very much.
And by the way, mine actually only was $11.50 for a glass, but you could have done $48 for the bottle, just
which is not bad.
Not bad.
You know,
in
we're
case,
used to we're used to paying $13 to $15 for a glass at Disney.
Absolutely. So, just wanted to throw that out there.
Definitely. Well, let's move on. We, you know, again, we have a large group, so appetizers, why would we not? And we were very
Absolutely.
Hungry. Like, we had not actually eaten an official meal
starving.
At that point.
Yeah.
So
That's
why don't
why
you
there
talk
so
about,
early
oh,
well.
I know. That's why we went so early. Why don't you talk about the first appetizer and what it was?
So good. So we had the crab ragoon dip for $14. It is creamy crab ragoon with Parmesan panko crust, wonton crisp, sweet chili sauce, and chives. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic.
Very good.
Loved it. Would get it again and again.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, take when you go to, you get Chinese takeout or something.
I was just going
to
say, it's normal what you think it would be, but so good.
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly what it was. It's you go to a Chinese takeout place and you get the little crab rangoon appetizers, and they're the little wonton crisps, filled with that cream cheese and crab and herbs, and you dip them in the sweet chili sauce.
So good.
This was just almost like a deconstructed.
Yes, absolutely. Right? Oh my goodness. Yes, just like Disney, where they have the deconstructed booth for the food and wine. This, you just hit that nail on
same
the head.
Same thing. And, and I loved it. Now, for me, this was very much on the Japanese or China side
absolutely.
Of food.
Absolutely.
And then, so Tina, our friend, is a nacho junkie.
Uh-huh.
If nachos are on the menu, she's getting.
Yep.
So what dish did they order that we had an opportunity to try?
She ordered the blackened tuna nachos. So these are $15. You get crispy wonton chips topped with crab ragoon dip, avocado salsa, tomatoes, seared blackened yellowfin tuna.
What did you think of this?
I really liked it. It was amazing. In fact, I remember trying to not eat so much because I knew I was getting a burger.
A meal.
And a meal. Well, a meal. Sorry, spoiler alert. But I thought they were so good and had to stop myself from eating them.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a ton for $15, but I had to take in the effect that I am eating amazing black and yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
So that's where I was like, okay. And again, the four of us are eating it. And I think that was a situation where, again, our friend ordered it. So I was like, I don't want to eat it all. I didn't order it. So, but it was fantastic. What'd you think, babe?
Yeah. I mean, this is sushi grade, you know, yellowtail. It was different because when it was presented, it's not what you would consider nachos in the sense of, like, I think nachos like piled up.
Right.
And this was much more like, I can't remember if it was 6 to 8 individual wonton chips.
Yep.
And they were each topped with the items.
Yes.
So it's not like it was a layered nacho dip or
nacho
dip, nacho appetizer. As though you would normally think.
Right.
But I thought the flavors were on point. I thought it was good. I can tell you, you know, if you want, go out and look for the menu of a cowfish. This is a place that appetizer. This is one of those I could say, like, let's just go. Let's sit outside. Let's have some drinks.
Absolutely.
Let's get several appetizers.
Oh.
And just go to town.
Absolutely.
Right.
After eating here and this, that's exactly what I would love to do with, like, you.
Yeah.
So, or Kat and Michael, or Jared and Jamie.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, we're going to get into the burgers, which is the whole reason that I very, very much so want to go here with Jared and Jamie.
Yes.
Because
of Jared. Yes.
Jared loves meat. He loves burgers.
Yep.
And spoiler alert, I think this is going to go over well of our review. So all their burgers are made with a half pound of premium Creekstone Farms Black Angus beef. All burgers come with their house seasoned fries, or you can substitute one of the items below for $1. You can get a seaweed salad, edamame, bacon coleslaw, which actually sounds pretty dang good. Sweet and spicy.
Seaweed salad, I might have gotten that.
You would replace fries for a seaweed salad?
Just because to taste. Yep. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You can get sweet and spicy Thai cucumbers or sweet potato fries. In addition, there's also grilled vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I will say for $1 extra, those are pretty good substitutions.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, that's actually not bad.
Absolutely.
So first, I'll just go over real quick because this is what Rob got, is the jalapeno popper showstopper. Great name.
Uh-huh.
For $15. So this is a beef burger, jalapeno-infused cream cheese, jalapeno bacon, fried jalapenos. Have you had too much jalapeno?
I sure say that's a lot of jalapeno.
Okay, because there's also jalapeno citrus aioli, lettuce tomato, fresh sliced jalapenos on a brioche bun.
Holy jalapeno.
Now, Rob got it without the jalapeno-infused cream cheese because he does not care for cream cheese.
That's right. He does not.
But he loved this. You know,
was it too spicy?
He didn't think so. Now, to be fair, and if Rob was the only one that ate a burger, I don't know that I would feel we could give an accurate representation because Rob loves all food.
basically. He does, but he like, would also could, tell you if it's like too spicy. He'd be like, okay,
he would.
This was way overpowering because it's too spicy.
Yeah.
He does love all the food, but I feel like he would also say this was too much.
If it was too much. No, and he really enjoyed
obviously,
it. I mean, but it's funny because he's the type that like he could go to McDonald's and get a burger, and then he could go to like a high-end burger joint, and both of them he'd be like, this is good. So, but you also had a burger.
I did.
And why don't you talk about what yours
I
was
will.
And where I think we can truly attest yes. how they're doing burgers.
I had the Black and Brie for $16. It is a beef burger, brie cheese, fresh blackberries, thyme-infused honey, sake-marinated Asian pear, and microgreens on a brioche bun. I was so excited for this.
How'd you get it cooked?
Medium, as always.
Okay.
Burgers, I will always do medium because I think they do them amazing. I will never do medium rare because of I might want to eat more of the burger. A steak, I will do medium rare because if it's too rare in the middle, I am fine with eating from the outside in. So then when I reheat it, it is perfect. So I got a medium and oh my gosh, I love brie cheese. Mm-hmm. The fresh blackberries, the thyme infused honey, the sake marinated Asian pear. This burger was phenomenal. Yeah. I not only loved it, I cut it in half to give to Jeremy. And I believe you ate the entire thing and wished you would have ordered it yourself, correct?
Yeah, this, I will say, you know, Cowfish does burgers really, really well. Extremely well. This is an incredible blend of meat. The toppings, I mean, again, you know, I don't think that I would consider ever combining brie cheese and blackberries and thyme-infused honey and pears and all these different things into a burger.
So good, though.
But it fits so well.
So
and,
good.
You know, if you've ever listened, especially to like Main Street Magic or a lot of times when Jared and I talk about things like the Diz Dudes, I am such a person that believes ingredients on something like a sandwich, a taco, a burger, they only matter if you do them correctly and in the correct proportions.
And I'm not. So, with that being said, I understand when Jeremy says that because eating this burger was 100% what Jeremy just said. Yeah. Everything was correct.
Perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced brie cheese, blackberries. Like, I'm eating blackberries on a burger and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, and the thyme-infused honey and the sake Asian pear, everything was perfectly balanced. And I could still taste the meat.
Right.
And I love that.
Right. And that's what's so important is...
Absolutely.
You take something like brie cheese, very strong cheese.
So good.
But it could easily overpower everything else. And I think their combination was perfect.
Absolutely.
Down to the brioche bun.
Yep.
You went ahead and got sweet potato fries as your side.
Yeah.
And you got a side of the thyme-infused honey to dip the sweet potato fries in.
So good.
Because you love honey.
I do.
With your sweet potato
absolutely.
Fries.
Absolutely. I believe I asked that when they said they had sweet potato fries. I was like, hey, do y'all have some honey? And they were like, yeah, it's the thyme infused. And I was like, sweet.
You're like, sounds good.
I'm eating it. And it was fantastic. Yeah. And it was so good because I love thyme.
Yeah.
So much. And then thyme infused honey, I would have never thought that. But now I'm kind of like, I want to make
can we make
fries here and take some thyme and mix it with honey. Absolutely. It was
I'm down for that. So we're going to go ahead and review the rest of the restaurant. But I can tell you right now, if you sit down and order a burger, I don't know that you're going to be disappointed. I don't think you will.
Okay.
Right. So.
So are you saying your dinner was not?
No. We're going to get into everything else.
Okay.
I'm just saying right now.
Okay. I'm just checking because I was like, wait, what?
If all you do, you skip appetizers.
Oh, okay.
You don't even get into the other stuff we're going to talk about, which is very, very good.
Yeah.
And all you care about is getting a delicious burger at City Walk. this is a place
there
to
go. There you
go. I'm telling you right now. It
go
is
here.
So, so good.
All right.
All right. So next we're going to get into the bento boxes. And again, this was one that not only did Tina have, but her son Connor had one as well.
And the kids one? This is not the same?
No, no. He got the adult one. We'll get into the kids ones in a bit.
Okay, perfect.
So the first one that the one they had was the Cowfish bento box for $17. So this is if you've ever seen a bento box, it's this tray of, you know, separated little compartments. And this is a combo meal featuring both burger and sushi, including a mini burger with American cheese, unfortunately pickles, and chopped red onion, as well as sweet potato fries. Also included are Thai cucumbers, edamame, and choice of a four-piece sushi roll. For this one, you can pick either California, spicy tuna, vegetarian, or a Philly roll. I believe both of them opted for the California roll. They loved everything about this.
Yep.
This is a meal.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, for $17, so good. This is a big meal and a combination of awesome items.
Yep.
So in the middle sits a tiny burger slider.
Which was adorable.
Yes, it really was.
And again, it's the cowfish meat.
Yeah, that blend of...
So good.
Well, it's not meat from a cowfish.
But I mean, the
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But it's, you know, I mean, this is really an incredible meal, an incredible bento box. They absolutely loved it. I think they actually... if I remember, I think that they forgot Tina's edamame, and then she was like, wait, Connor had edamame. I want it. And they brought her an entire bowl. They were like,
yes,
oh, I'm so
sorry.
Yes, and
we all had some. It was so good.
Edamame was so good. The Thai cucumbers were awesome.
Yep.
This is thin sliced, very fresh cucumbers, a very light Thai dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fresh, especially on that hot day and
yes.
all. It was just...
Yep.
It was cool. And I love this combination of doing something. And this is where I think the fusion works because they're putting American items alongside Japanese items.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So we're going to get next what I had, which is the Burgushi rolls and pickups. So the Cowfish introduces a unique fusion of burgers and sushi. So what I had was the Taste Explosion Roll for $16. This is certified Angus beef, applewood bacon rolled and coated with tempura flakes and topped with Roma tomatoes, jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, then baked. After that, it's drizzled with a spicy mayo cashew cilantro pesto.
So this was actually rolled up. They had sushi rice on it. So this is rolled up like a...
Sushi roll.
But
and
it
then,
had
and then cut
Angus beef in it.
Correct.
Okay.
As well as bacon and things like that. So here's where we're going to talk about, I think, the fusion. And I like the fusion of the bento box where, again, they're putting, you know, a traditional American style items like a cheeseburger next to something like sushi.
Yeah.
And you get both. This one, they're mashing them together, and they're creating an Americanized burger sushi thing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Good.
I would not rush back for this. I personally, I didn't think for me this fusion worked on a level that I want to run back for it. I will run back for the sushi.
Right.
I will run back for the burgers.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to go back for the combination of the two.
Now, obviously, they had more mashups.
Yes, they
correct?
Do. They do.
Would you, again, not run back for another mashup? Or
no, I would try another.
Okay.
Like okay. So, I'm a big.
But you would run back completely for you already said
for burgers,
the sushi,
and sushi.
The burgers.
Correct.
Perfect.
Okay. I just don't need them to get married and make like a little baby.
Okay.
Of food.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a big fan of Guy Fieri. And I remember there was one episode on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives that he went and it was a combination of barbecue and sushi.
And
I was
that's
like,
even weirder.
I was like, that sounds very, very interesting. I would like to try that. And this is similar to what that was. And again, it just like if right now you were like, Jeremy, here you go. Here's the Taste Explosion Roll. I would eat it.
Ooh.
But I don't think I would go back and order it again.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
And it has nothing to do with flavor or the way they put it together. It's right. just my personal preference.
Okay, perfect.
Burger, yep. Sushi, yep.
Perfect.
Burgerushi, I might be okay with that.
Okay.
All right, so next we're going to a kids menu, which included the kids bento boxes. Now, all of these meals are served with two sides. You have a choice of carrots, apples, oranges, edamame, or house-seasoned fries. Now, Lacey went with the Ninja Nuggets for $7.49. Yep. This is tender, all-natural chicken chunks, flash-fried, served with ranch, honey mustard, or barbecue sauce. And then I believe it was Cassidy got the California Roll bento box, you know, which, again, comes with these choice of sides.
Or Kaylin, because she likes that.
Yeah, so $7.50 was a wonderful, wonderful deal.
Yeah.
Lacey is very, very particular about her chicken nuggets or chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she loved it. She gets very odd about the breading. She often thinks it's spicy. I thought these looked like great dishes.
They were
I thought
good.
For $7.49, yep, they were an incredible value.
They were great.
Right?
We tasted them. They were fantastic. I believe we took them back and Kaylin ate them later.
Yes.
So
I would like to know if we could go like sit at the bar and just get our own little kids bento boxes, because I think it'd be the perfect little like meal.
That would be fun.
With a good drink, sitting at the bar. Maybe we'll try that next time. Okay. So we'll see. But so overall, I think I've shared a lot about, you know, my overall thoughts about why I would or wouldn't go back, and I will go back. What are your overall thoughts on Cowfish, and would you recommend this to people?
So overall thoughts, and it was so funny because, like I said, when Jamie and I did the last one, we were talking about where we'd want to eat. And I wanted to eat here because Jeremy wanted to eat here. But I don't know if it's because of what I ordered, but I was so excited to eat here, and it was absolutely amazing, and I would be so excited to go back. I would absolutely recommend this 100%. I would say get a burger, mm-hmm. but I love sushi, so I would say don't hesitate to get the sushi. This was fun. This was exciting. This is everything I think City Walk is, and I was very, mm-hmm. very happy to be here and experience it. And absolutely cannot wait to go back.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I'm one of those types, like, you know, I know that sushi isn't always great, but
oh,
for
right.
me, it's always good.
Yeah.
You know, like we get the sushi from Publix and I love it.
Yeah.
And when I have really, really good sushi, I know the difference.
Yeah.
But for me, the difference in burgers, this place is absolutely killing it.
Awesome.
You know, like, so I could see going back and maybe getting like a roll of sushi for like an appetizer and then getting burgers.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the yeah. way I would go. And
awesome.
I just, for me personally, focus on the burgers.
Yep.
Because they are knocking it out of the park.
Yep.
Like, I'm trying to think of where I would fit this in with Disney burgers I've had. It's in the top five,
wow.
I think, between Universal and what I've had at Disney.
Nice.
We've had some great burgers at Disney.
Well, and let's awesome again about this. This is located in City Walk, mm-hmm. in between your two parks. So if you're like, I don't want to eat in the parks, and you kind of want to go in between the parks.
Yeah, pop out for dinner.
Pop out for, and it's amazing. It's a great location.
Yeah.
It's a great place. It's fantastic.
Yes. Highly recommend. Yep. It gets two enthusiastic thumbs up from the Capture the Magic Universal podcast of
yep.
Rhonda and I.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that
Jamie,
we take Jared here,
oh,
and he will be
yeah.
very, very
and
happy.
I would love Jamie to eat here.
Yeah. If anything, I think Jared would just order a second burger. It's my guess. All right, so next we're going to move on to another review, which is Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to read a wonderful little quip from the website of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville?
I would love to, Jeremy.
I'm so glad you're so enthusiastic about such a thing.
All right. Whether you arrive by land, air, or sea, you'll always welcome at this ultra-relaxed ode to island life. Unwind to the tune of live musicians playing Jimmy Buffett's covers, tropical sounds, and rock hits, all while awaiting the eruption of the margarita-filled volcano at the Volcano Bar.
So, if you've never been to a Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville,
mm-hmm.
We have, I think we've, I know we've been in Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
They have one there at Broadway at the beach. And have you been to the one, have we been to the one in Vegas? I feel like I have.
Yes.
Did we go?
We were in Vegas together.
Yeah. Yes. And we went to the one there.
Yes.
This is exactly what Rhonda just described.
It really is.
If you know anything about Jimmy Buffett, if you know anything about the kind of Jimmy Buffett, I don't want to say cult, but it's basically a cult.
Okay.
You kind of know what this atmosphere and all looks like. I mean,
it's
this
so
is,
cool.
I'm personally not a giant Jimmy Buffett fan or fan of Jimmy Buffett music, but I love this place and I love this atmosphere.
This is,
you know,
a place where you feel like you can walk in your bathing suit and no shoes.
Yeah, but you should wear shoes.
You
it's
should.
A dining establishment.
Absolutely.
And that's gross if
and
you
I
don't.
Feel like Jimmy Buffett's, what is the no shoes, no shirt,
no
service.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's very along those lines. You can have shoes and a shirt on and you're good to go. It is just so cool and relaxing and amazing.
I love this. I love this atmosphere so much. It's so chill. And for me, I put Margaritaville in line with places as far as like Cowfish. We had heard great things, but we didn't technically know what to expect.
Correct.
Margaritaville,
absolutely.
In my opinion, is like a TGI Fridays,
yep.
a Chili's, an Applebee's.
Yep.
You know exactly what you're getting when you go in, and you're okay when you get it.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not going to put this at the top of fine dining locations
Correct.
Or atmospheres, but you know what it is, you know what you're getting.
Absolutely.
And Jimmy Buffett music's playing. They were playing a ton of great stuff from the 90s, like Gin Blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's constant just music videos playing on big screen. Like, it's just... It's the place to go,
yep.
I think.
It
and
is.
So we settled on this the Sunday that we were going ahead and checking out. And so they opened at 11 a.m. They're open till 10 p.m. Retail store is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm never going to buy anything Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville related, but I also want all of it.
Unless we live at Margaritaville.
Well, yeah.
Which there is a Margaritaville in Orlando.
Correct.
That you can go and... either stay in the hotel or you can rent a cottage.
Yeah, one of the cottages.
Which we've talked about that before, obviously, if you've listened to us. Or you can buy one.
Yeah.
If you've got that much money.
Yeah. Well, and what I think so amazing that Jimmy Buffett has created, you know, whether you like his music or not, this dude has created an empire.
Absolutely.
Built on everything from music, restaurants, retail clothing line, resorts, and now homes.
Yep.
That's
amazing.
Landshark beer.
Yeah.
Margaritaville, margarita machines. I mean, what he's done is absolutely nothing short of incredible.
It is. Speaking of that, while we were there, we were headed home that day, mm-hmm. and we were driving, but... we opted for one drink each because we figured by the time we drank it, we ate lunch and we walked, we would be fine to go home. I actually
got... You gotta get a margarita.
Exactly. So I actually got the blackberry margarita. It was 300 calories, for $14.50. It had... Oh, I can't say that words. So can
Chinaco
you?
Chinaco Reposado tequila.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
The
orange liqueur, blackberry brandy, sweet and sour, their house margarita blend, blackberries, and muddled basil, as well as agave. We're seeing a blackberry trend here.
Yep.
This would have paired well with your cowfish burger. Actually.
Absolutely.
That would have been good. What did you think of this?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. Would have loved to have had another, but totally after this drank water and it was great.
Yeah.
So
I
you
opted
had...
Yeah, I opted for the watermelon margarita. This is
$13.75. And only 280
Only 280
calories.
I was watching my weight,
uh-huh.
Much more than Rhonda was by these 20 calories.
Mm-hmm.
This comes with Margaritaville Silver Tequila, Triple Sec, Watermelon Puree, House Margarita Blend, as well as agave. I love the use of agave in these.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I think that agave can give you the sweetness but without the the sugariness
yep.
of other additives or even honey sometimes.
Yep.
And I am not a tequila fan.
Oh, no.
At all. What I loved about this is that you would have... Now, first of all, it could be dangerous. You have no idea tequila is in this drink. I mean, this tasted like... I love watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you get a nice, ripe, juicy watermelon, and you cut it up, and you bite into it, and it's just... Oh, it's so good. And I love watermelon juice. I love watermelon puree. This was such a great margarita.
Awesome.
You know, and if you're Jimmy Buffett, and you're calling your place Margaritaville, you better deliver.
Yep.
And boy, did he.
Awesome.
So kudos to Jimmy.
All right.
All right. So we're going to get back into nachos, which are Tina's favorite.
Well, this was actually an appetizer.
Yeah.
Considered.
It's considered an appetizer.
An appetizer.
It could also potentially replace your house because that's how big this dish is.
All right. So it's called the Volcano Nachos. It is $17.95. This is tortilla chips layered with chili, cheese, pico de gallo, fresh guacamole, sour cream, and jalapenos. This is 3,710 calories.
You may not want to eat this on your own.
When,
nor do I believe you could.
When I say, and when we say the Volcano Nachos and we explain what it had, we did not explain how it was presented. And when we say Volcano Nachos, you think of a volcano.
This dish was the way... size of the volcano at Volcano Bay.
No,
I'm
it
pretty
wasn't.
Sure it was an accurate
okay, it...
scaled size of okay. that volcano. That's
it wasn't
how big this
that
was.
Big, but it, again, think of a volcano and the way a volcano would come out. That is exactly the way these are presented, and it's amazing. And not only they're amazing... are looking amazing. They taste amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There's a few, but I don't know how most of y'all are. I don't mind a soggy chip
mm-hmm.
with all the stuff on it. I don't mind a soggy nacho. That's the way I should say it. Not chip. Like
soggy nachos would be a cool name for a band. Like a punk band. The Soggy Nachos.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, I mean, you get some crispy, and then if you get one that's soggy, like, I'm not that one that's like, oh, I can't eat this.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's good. These were absolutely amazing. So amazing. I kept eating them, and Jeremy was like, stop, because I have a dinner coming, or quote-unquote lunch. So... Tina loved them. I loved them. Did you love them?
These are maybe some of the best nachos I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
I liked the combination they used of both a melted shredded cheese
mm-hmm.
and a queso style, like I'll call it liquid cheese. It used both of them.
Liquid just sounds weird.
And
okay.
I thought this is one. When it came out, immediately, I was thinking about us ordering a meal, and I was like, I immediately regret this decision.
I agree.
I hated how little I ate, because I knew we had food coming, and I knew that we were then driving 2 hours home.
Yep.
So twofold. One, I didn't want to eat too much and then get in a car for 2 hours. And two, I didn't want to potentially have leftovers, because we're going to drive 2 hours.
Correct.
But I was like mad almost that we had ordered an entree.
I was too.
These were the best nachos ever.
We did not expect them to be
tall.
So big.
You think they were a foot tall?
I don't
8 inches,
no,
maybe? They were.
That big.
It was ridiculous.
But it is okay, y'all. Again, 4 adults were eating this Volcano Nachos for $17.95, and. Honestly, at the time of day, the lunch that we were at, and if we would stay again, I would have not wanted an entree at all.
Oh, we would have just ordered this.
We had ordered it, had a drink, probably had another margarita, and then we would have moved on to the parks.
And then asked where we could nap.
Yeah.
Is there, do you think there's cots somewhere in this restaurant? Because
no, but we would have moved on to the parks. We would have had a great, and then we would have maybe done... a dinner,
yeah.
I guess. But this was... if you're going to order this appetizer and you've got two people, please don't. Well, depending on the type of person you are.
I probably
would. I would say, please don't order a meal.
I would wait. Yep. I would order this.
I would order it, eat it, and then go, yes, we're going to order now a meal. Or, oh, no, we're not. We're going to have another drink, and we're going to move on.
And if you're still hungry after splitting this with one other person, I think you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Does this look like one of his cheat meals that he posts on Instagram once a week?
Okay. Anyways, let's move on. Because these were amazing. Again, we would absolutely 100% say get them. But if you're going to eat a whole bunch of other things, don't get them.
Yeah.
So our awesome friend Rob had a soup. He actually had the chicken tortilla soup for $6.95. It was a lime crema, crispy tortilla strips, fresh cilantro. And again, if you're counting calories, it's $3.20. So Rob loves everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to say, Rob, what'd you think? First of all, he doesn't like sour cream. And there was a sour cream.
What was the lime crema that was drizzled on top?
Drizzled on top. And second of all, he was like, meh. It was, and for him to say that, I feel like it was not that great. Yeah. I was sad for him.
Yeah.
I was sad. I was sad for anybody else. Because if he'd have been like, yeah, it was fine, I think I could say, absolutely, you could get this. This is good. But for him to not like it as he did, I'm sad to say I would not order this.
Yeah. Well, and the thing was, is that even, I mean, we didn't taste it, but the looks of it, this was not what I would have ever thought was a chicken tortilla soup. Like, my thought of chicken tortilla soup has a broth. It's going to have maybe some black beans, some veggies, some shredded, like, rotisserie style chicken. You're going to have actual tortilla chips. They usually do the thin little strips on top. This actually looked like they took a regular chicken tortilla soup and pureed it.
Yep.
I could not discern any chunks of anything.
I agree.
And so he actually didn't finish it. Now, Rob made the right move by getting soup after we had the Tower of Nachos.
I agree.
I think it'd be well on.
Excuse me. And his awesome wife, Tina, got the fried chicken Cobb salad for $16.95. Now, she didn't want the fried chicken and actually substituted that for grilled chicken, which she was able to. So I'm going to skip the hand-breaded fried chicken because she got the grilled. Applewood smoked bacon, avocado, tomato, blue cheese, and hard-boiled eggs with honey mustard dressing. Now, she loves honey mustard dressing. Again, with the house breaded fried chicken, if you're counting calories, this is 1710. She loves the honey mustard dressing. Everything was fantastic. She loved it. It was great. It was huge.
Most of it. And
she ate most of it.
Yeah, if we go back and we're going to talk about this with the remainder of the entrees, you know, and certainly going to the volcano nachos, which were a ridiculous portion. Uh-huh. The portions here are unbelievable.
Yep.
You know, $16.95.
So if you need to, you can change.
Yeah, $16.95 sounds like a lot for a salad. Again, I think that every single entree or meal that we had easily feeds two people normally. Like, these are large
dishes. I agree 100%.
And we'll move on to one of the entrees. This is actually what their son Connor got. Now, with the entrees, you can add a side house salad or a side Caesar salad to any entree if you want. But he got the chicken broccoli pasta, which was $19.95. This is grilled chicken breast, garlic cream, penne pasta, broccoli, basil, and is topped with Parmesan cheese. Only reason we're reading calories is because they posted them all over the menu when I copied and pasted these into our notes.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're talking about. But 1360 calorie-wise.
Yeah.
He loved the dish. This was we're talking about a giant
bowl
of pasta.
Yep. And it was funny because I was like, of course, we didn't taste these. And I'm not going to ask Rob for his soup. I'm not going to ask Tina for her awesome salad.
Next time, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to just dig into them and just start eating them and be like, hey, man, this is.
I think they asked us if we wanted to, but
well, we trust their opinions.
Connor was adorable. He is. Let's see. He is in between Kaylin and Lacey. So he is 11.
Yep.
And he was adorable because I was like, he also usually always gets adult meals. And I was like, hey, Connor, how's your meal? Do you like it? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And I was like, would you recommend it? And he was like, sure. And again, he's 11-year-old, but he got this entree of the chicken broccoli pasta and it was great.
Yeah.
In fact, he ate so much of it that I think they may have taken some home because it was such a huge dish.
Giant.
But yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought it looked really, really good. Next time I'm going to steal some. so we'll move on to what you and I had. And there's times, well, first of all, for sandwiches, they're served with your choice of French fries or a mixed green salad, or you can substitute sweet potato fries for $1.95. Sometimes I want nothing more than a club sandwich. And I don't know what it was. You basically were like, well,
I don't care.
We just ate 18 pounds of nachos. You pick the meal we're going to split. And I was like, they have this beach club sandwich for $14.95. It's sliced turkey and ham, Swiss cheese, applewood smoked bacon, lettuce, sliced tomato. You can ask them to put the Dijon aioli on the side, as I did, on toasted country white bread. This is 1,070 calories. This was everything I had hoped for. It was everything I had dreamed of, and this was absolutely perfectly
huge.
Delicious club sandwich.
Huge.
Again, that was the size of my head.
Huge.
Yes.
I mean, I was so grateful and thankful, and I couldn't even almost finish it.
No, you did not.
No.
It was because I told you, Rhonda, you should probably stop eating those nachos.
Took off the bread.
Yes, you did.
And I ate the meat.
Yes.
It was huge.
This was so good.
But so good. So, would you get it again?
100%.
Okay.
Completely. Like, again, I want a club sandwich needs a giant skewer in it because that's how tall it is.
This was multiple skewers in
it. I know. I mean, again, we're talking, you know, the layers were three pieces of bread. It was a nice, thick sliced turkey. This did not feel like the turkey and ham didn't feel like just run-of-the-mill deli turkey and ham.
Oh, no.
It felt like it was literally cooked there, you know? Yep. The Swiss, the bacon was outstanding.
Yep.
And plenty of it.
What fries did we get?
We got the sweet potato fries.
Yep. With honey.
Yeah. So, for me, I like, a lot of times you'll go to places and the sweet potato fries, I feel they toss them in some, I don't know if it's just like flour, cornstarch, some sort of weird breading. They did that here. I don't need my sweet potato fries personally tossed in anything. So I didn't really care for them that much.
Okay.
They were fine, but I like just a good old hand-cut fried sweet potato. I don't need any sort of breading. Same with my French fries. Like sometimes places will have this almost minor breading on their French fries. And for me personally, I'm just not a big fan of it. But their French fries were good because I tasted some from some of the kids' meals that we got. So
what kids' meals did we get?
So all kids' meals include choice of milk, soda, or juice. First up, and what we'll do is I'm just going to run through the three of them. And
did
then
we
can
them?
Touch. Well, yeah, because we had three children.
Connor
got the adult meal, and then the other three kids got kids' meals. So
we did. Okay.
Kaylin had a junior cheeseburger in paradise with no cheese for $8.99. Then Lacey had the hand-breaded chicken strips for $7.99. And then Cassidy had the fried shrimp dinner for $9.99. I will say, again, you know, for the sides, you can get apples and caramel dip, French fries, sweet potato fries, carrots and ranch dressing, green beans or island rice. They all opted for the French fries. Going back to portion size, I think is what Margaritaville is giving you the best value for your money.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to kids' meals.
Yep.
Every single child brought food home.
Yep.
Now, Lacey and Cassidy, we had to get onto a bit because they were treating this more as playtime than eat time.
Yeah, they were.
And Lacey, again, was very weird as we have not learned our lesson about breaded chicken at restaurants.
Yep.
You know, Lacey is the type that she literally just wants, like, Tyson's frozen chicken nuggets from Publix, and she loves them.
Yep.
As soon as you get into anything, which I consider hand-breaded deliciousness, she doesn't tend to like.
Yeah.
She wants something that was frozen. Yep. She doesn't want something that was fresh. Cassidy did not eat all of her fried shrimp, but Rob and Tina were like, she's not going to eat the leftovers. You guys take it home.
And she said the same thing where she was like, I don't like the breading, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you ate some, and what'd you think?
I thought they were great. They were nice-sized fried shrimp.
Awesome.
Again, portion aplenty. Kaylin ate half her burger. She brought the other half home and literally ate the other half the next day with a quick zap in the microwave. So
Kaylin's amazing.
She is. But, let's get our final thoughts of Margaritaville. In general, I think we both agree that we love it. Do you think, though, that it's a place that is worth your time at Universal Studios CityWalk, considering the other options there are? Like, when
Absolutely.
Would you? Okay, you do.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, because of the portion size. That's something where if you and I are headed park to park and all of a sudden we're leaving Universal Studios, headed to Islands of Adventure, and we're walking around instead of taking the amazing train with Harry Potter. Depending on the time, if we're walking like 11:30, 12 o'clock, I might go, babe, I need to eat. So why don't we stop? We can share one meal at Margaritaville.
Or we can...
And have two drinks.
Or we can get nachos and see if there's 18 other people that would like to join us.
Right.
And split them.
But seriously, I could say, honestly, absolutely, I would pick here probably more times of the fact that I can go, babe, let's stop here. We can either have an appetizer, we can have an entree, we can have almost anything and share it. One item, share, have drinks, and then move on to the studios, Islands of Adventure side. Yeah. And then absolutely. So, yes, I would absolutely say go here.
I agree completely. You know, as I said earlier, as we started this, I think this is exactly what you expect. And I love it. Like, I'm okay with this being exactly what you expect. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're not going in here expecting a gourmet meal. You know, you're not going in here spending a ton of money for not enough food. This is an incredible, incredible value.
Absolutely.
The food is on point.
Absolutely.
Other than the chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah, don't
and
get that.
I would go back here again and again. And like you said, if it was just you and I could so see sitting at the bar.
And there were so many options.
And like just, oh, there's so much. This is a huge menu.
Yeah, this is a huge menu.
I'd like to get a burger, one of the cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Absolutely. And again, anything we would stop. Here's the hard part. Anything we would stop by to get, we would share.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it will be huge.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. This is amazing.
Highly recommend.
Yep.
And again, this is one that's... not going to be too hard to get into. Another thing I love about this place is we do have a bit of nostalgia here. And you and I, this was on the evening, the day that we went to Islands of Adventure so many years ago, and we ate here with our friends, and was one of the moments I started to fall in love with you.
Oh.
So I remember that. It was so long ago. Sweet. And we sat down and I was like, it's been so long. I am so old now. My memory's not great. But I think we sat like somewhere over there.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was 16. That would have been 16, 17 years ago or something.
Wow.
Which is crazy, right?
That's so crazy.
And you tied a cherry stem in a knot. Not using your hands. And I was like, huh.
And my mouth.
Yeah, she seems cool. So there was that. But, I think, Universal, we're really excited about getting to dine at some of these places
absolutely.
We've never been. We know that, we're excited for all the future ones that we're going to do at CityWalk, as well as in park, especially the sit down table service types of places.
Which, speaking of that, we are going to be here this next weekend.
We will.
So Jeremy, if they wanted more content and more of us, which sometimes I'm not sure why they would, but
that's not a good sales pitch.
If they wanted more of us, how would they find us?
Well, there's a couple things. One is you can definitely go to the Capture the Magic community on Facebook, and we'll tend to, you know, give some updates and post pictures. But most importantly, if you want, you know, the live streams, we're going to be live streaming next weekend from Pop Century, from the reopening of Coronado Springs.
What?
From Cabana Bay. Disney.
Yes.
Universal. Meals. All kinds of great stuff. Head out to ctmvip.com. Check out Club 32. This is a wonderful way that you're able to support the network. And, you know, we strive to give back way more than we ask you to put in. And so we hope you truly enjoy it. Again, that's ctmvip.com. We are looking forward to next weekend. We're looking forward to the content. Lots more Disney and Universal trips. If you have not already, subscribe to the Capture the Magic Universal podcast.
You so should.
Please do so right now. You can also subscribe to the Capture the Magic podcast, to the Diz Dudes, and to Main Street Magic. And as long as you're out there, I mean, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
And as Jamie loves to say, we will see you in the parks.